Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Bill Snyder. You have a handheld mic.
When I listened to his introduction, I'm not sure who he was talking about.
You can fill in the gaps.
But anyway, very, very glad to be with you and admire your work as senior pastors and as church planters. We live in a time when we have to utilize every tool that God gives us in order to get the message into the marketplace. I will quote Steve Cadd. I don't know where he got it from, but I have used it. I've stolen it and used it. He said, if we are not there with God's message, we are a silent people. Okay? And the fact is that God does not want us to be silent. Every minute, the things that are happening on the internet are phenomenal. I want to share with you some statistics. This is every minute. Okay? There are 600,000 logins every minute. We'll not show this yet, but if you can get it working, that's great. 67,000 photos are uploaded on the internet every minute. 433,000 tweets every minute. 4.19 million Google searches every minute. 306 hours of YouTube uploaded every minute. 50,000 apps downloaded every minute. 80,000 sales on Amazon.com every minute. And 137 million emails sent every minute. Now that's the world. But as we know from here in the Philippines is a very connected world. And of our 100 million population, you'll see some statistics about the amount of connectivity that there is in our country and the impact that it has on our people, the people that you talk to or try to work with every week. Okay? There's a scripture verse that I know it is somewhat out of context, but the principle works. Okay? The children of Issachar understood the times and knew what they were supposed to do. Now, we are not the children of Issachar, but we can be cousins. Okay? And the fact is that this is a model of ministry that is relevant and contemporary. We are called by God to understand the times that we are living in, and secondly, to know what we are supposed to do. So it's understanding that I believe the Spirit can give us, as well as research and opportunities for learning like is being provided to you right now. But beyond that, if you sit on your understanding and you do nothing with it, then that's where the second part comes in, and knew what they were supposed to do. And the thing that I encourage people is a Spirit-led strategy. The Spirit speaks to you, gives you direction, and you walk it out. Now, I was in Kauaian with a number of pastors, and we were teaching them radio programming. FEBC opened a new station in Kauaian for Northeast Lausanne, and they need additional programmers, and so many people came together, and we taught people who speak Kankanai, who speak Ifugao, who speak Ilocano, and a variety of dialects that were there. And it's an amazing opportunity that is available in that part of the world to place programming on there. But I said to them, there's three things you got to do. Number one, do your homework. Do your research. Understand the needs, the people that are in the area. Secondly, ask God for the Spirit-led strategy as to what it is that you are called to do. Because not everybody in the room is called to do this. Okay? Realistically, all of you in the room, if 50% of you went out and implemented this, I would say high five to Steve. This has been a great day. But the fact is that God does speak to some of us, and it's a Spirit-led strategy. I trained a guy up there. His name is Nemi. Nemesio Agcanes. And I trained him in broadcasting 15 years ago. And he did nothing with it for 6 years. And then God opened the door, and he went through it, and he started doing a radio program on a local station. And when FEBC opened, they came to him and said, you know what you're doing. Would you join us? And he is their morning announcer from 6:30 to 7:30 every day on that station. But the training that was put into his heart, the door didn't open the next day or the next week, but it opened, and he was there, and he was ready. And he has become, in some ways, almost like the John Wesley idea. His world is his parish. His local congregation is the people that he works with, but his voice and his ideas go much farther.
Good.
So media helps us to do those kinds of things. Third thing that comes out of that verse is, I think we've got to do it with integrity. Because if we don't do it with integrity, we're sowing bad seed. So understanding first, spirit strategy second. Third thing is with integrity. And the fact is that if there's 136 million emails going every minute and 300 hours of YouTube being uploaded, let's move to the Philippines. Let's talk about what's happening here. Okay. Come up, please. Technical support. Okay. Very good. Yep, we're not in the Philippines anymore. Hang on.
You're on, Marina.
Okay.
You're on.
Yeah, but I'm probably in Poland. There we go. Digital in the Philippines. This is January 2015, and by the way, this is available. This is not some proprietary software that I figured out, but the website, if you'll send Steve an email or give him a message, I'll give you a link to the website. It's free, it's available, it's downloadable. Total population, 100 million plus in the Philippines. Active internet users, 44 million people who are active internet users. 40 million are active social media accounts. 90% of those on the internet are also in social media. Primarily, it's Facebook. Wow. Mobile connections, 114 million. Active social mobile media accounts, 32 million. Let's keep going.
Wait. You have more mobile connections than you have people.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, and that's true in many countries. We have bypassed a lot of things because now you can get a smartphone, I understand, for $4,000. And now you can be unlimited in using internet for 20 to 30 pesos a day. So a 4,000 peso smartphone and 30 pesos unlimited internet access, you can do a lot of damage. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Am I in control at this point? Okay. Growth in the internet users. In 1 year, 18% growth in the amount of internet usage in the Philippines. Number of people actively involved. Growth in the number of active social media accounts. Again, 18%. Why? Cell phones have gone down in price, and the cost of surfing the internet has gone down in price. Globe and Smart and Sun have found a sweet spot for the price point, and more people are logging on and getting involved. Okay, growth in the number of mobile subscriptions, 7%. Growth in the number of active mobile social accounts, 33% in 1 year. That's an explosion of growth. Okay, digital in the Philippines. Let's see, we've done that, and I want to go this way. Time spent with media. Average daily use of the internet via a PC or a tablet. I find that hard to believe, but 6 hours plus.
Wow.
per day. Per day. These are your people.
Yes.
This is not just the people that are on the streets in Taguig or in Quezon City, but these are also your people. Average daily use of internet via a mobile phone, 3+ hours a day. And everything's moving away from the PC and into the tablet,
right,
and into the smartphone.
Right.
So creating content for the tablet and the smartphone is the future. It's the way to go because that's how people will access it and download it. Average daily use of social media via any device. We are number one in Asia for the amount of social media that we do every day.
Wow.
Bigger than Hong Kong, bigger than Singapore, Taiwan, Indonesia. We're over 4 hours a day average on social media. Your people. That just amazes me. Average daily television viewing time, internet users who watch TV, almost 3 hours a day. So the internet, social media has taken over, and television viewing is going down by comparison.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, we're going to get into how that affects us in a moment. Okay, internet use, let's see. Total number of active internet users. It seems like this thing wants to jump in the wrong direction. Okay, I'll say 44 million internet users as a percentage of the population, 44%. It seems like we did that before, so forgive me. The share of web page views, laptop and desktop, 71%. That is down, but the share of web page views via mobile phones is up year on year by 70%. That's the explosion of the cheap smartphone, and now we access the web with the smartphone. That's what's happening. Okay. Number of social media accounts, it looks like this is doubling itself. Okay, here we go. Top social platforms in the Philippines, Facebook. Number one, Facebook Messenger, number two, Skype, number three, Google Plus, Twitter, Viber, and then these others are down here. Okay. We are a Facebook and instant message, Facebook Messenger type of nation. Mobile phones, more mobile phones than there are people. And it's true in most countries in Asia. 114 million total number of mobile phone subscriptions. Mobile subscriptions as a percent, 114%. Okay. Do you have two phones? How many of you are willing to? You don't need to admit that. Okay. Several of us do because you can communicate by Sun for free with your Sun friends. That's it. And then you have Globe for something else or Smart or whatever. Okay, percentage of mobile connections prepaid. Prepaid. 96% of the mobile phones are all prepaid. Only 4% have contracts, postpaid. So Globe and Smart had to figure out how do we get people into the internet to spend more money, so we do the only plan. You know, and we bring it down to something that people can afford. It's kind of like the sorry store. You know, only buy what you need. Only for the day. And it works. It has worked. Percentage of mobile connections that are broadband, 3G, 4G, 42% are that way. Okay. Percentage of population that uses social media apps. You see some of these numbers. I can leave this information with you. E-commerce by device. 24% of the e-commerce that is done via the via a PC. 21% is done online using a PC last month. 15% is with mobile phone. It goes on like that, and we're into Poland. Okay? All that to say, simply, the statistics are there to say that this world has changed in the last 3 or 4 years dramatically. And it has to affect the church, the people you work with, and the way that you communicate. So, I wrote down some things, and Steve and I may have collaborated on this, so if he says the same thing or different, just agree. It's okay. Okay. The impact on your congregation and your ministry. Here's some of the impact of this information. Number one, your people have more distractions than ever, and that will impact their growth and spiritual growth in God. They have too many distractions. If your congregation is on social media even 2.5 hours per day instead of 4, which is the average, the distractions, the things that they're looking at, is definitely influencing their spiritual growth. Secondly, they have a shorter attention span than they did 5 years ago. Okay? When you look at the average length of a YouTube video or a TED Talk, have you become familiar with TED Talks? Okay. A TED Talk is 8 minutes, something like that. Okay. It's basically saying to you the length that you have before your people where they're going to stay with you, you're stretching them if you do 45 minutes. It better be amazingly interesting and graphical and illustrated in order to keep people engaged, because media has caused us to have a shorter attention span. Thirdly, we are not so much moved by words, but by images, pictures, and video. Hmm. The generation that is coming up, the millennials and the teens and the young pros, they're probably not readers. Small percentage will be, but I know too many friends that work with me who are, or who have worked with me, and they're 20, 22, 24. They don't read a book. They get online. They Google it. They Wikipedia it. They find the essence of it. They learn it on YouTube. They're not going to go to a national book and learn how to do computer programming. They're going to find it on YouTube, figure it out, and go from there. So they're not readers, but for you, they are driven by pictures, by image, and by video. Now, as pastors of churches, have you begun, or in what way? I know many of you have begun, probably most of you, but in what way are you incorporating these things into your communication when you're with your people? And it's not just a PowerPoint with 3 points on it and that's it.
Right, right.
Okay. There's more that they're looking for. Okay. People expect, I think that people expect the church to be tech savvy. Okay. They may be surprised when you are, but the world that they live in, especially if you're dealing with middle and upper middle class, and even somewhat into the lower middle class that's emerging into middle class, they're tech savvy, and they would love it if their church was too. The downside or the dark side of all of this communication media is temptation is out there in forms that we never dreamed of when I was in college, or probably when you were in college. Okay. Pornography, easily accessible. A whole materialistic attitude. Music. There's this phenomenon called Aldubs. Come on, what is that? Can somebody educate me? But it's taken everything by storm. Go to YouTube, type in Aldubs. 250,000 views, 360,000 views, 1 million views. Those are the things that are influencing the minds of, yes, even your people. So we've got to address that. Also, this social media, this internet, this radio that might be available, whatever, it is an opportunity for the church for greater connectivity, we can use it.
Right.
Okay. It's an opportunity to inspire our people. We can use these things. It's an opportunity to mobilize your congregation around a vision or an idea. We can use these things in this way. So Steve is going to offer you ideas on how the church and you can be a leader and use media effectively, but what he basically asked me to do was kind of like set the table. This is the world that we are living in, and what are we going to do with it? What will our initiatives be? Over the years, we have created a lot of radio programs, all with Filipino speakers in many different dialects. But over the past decade or so, we've gotten into video and dramas, some of the movies that Steve and I have done together. Most recently, we've started to do little 1 minute to 90 second things called digi tracks, which are evangelistic thought starters that you can download on your smartphone and you can show to anybody, and they're targeting college and young professionals.
How can they get that?
Okay, just go to YouTube and type in Digi, D-I-G-I, tracks, T-R-A-C-K-S. There are 10 of them that are loaded on YouTube. And pick the one you like. They're humorous, usually. We've got one on love and love that is not returned. We have one on what are you afraid of, big, tough, macho guy. What's he afraid of? We've got one called The Runner, where it's talking about, you know, looking for something that will really refresh you as you're running. You know, and where do you find the water that refreshes, that you don't thirst again? All of them have biblical ideas. None of them have any language. They are all just image. Short story that you can engage and be a part of. Okay? So, you know, we're trying to think creatively as to what we can do to empower believers to use these tools so that they can start the conversation or move people in a direction that will influence them for Jesus. Okay? And the best ideas haven't been thought of yet, seriously, because the world is changing. And I need some millennials, I need some people in their 20s who are truly spirit-anointed and called workers of God who will learn how to and present the next ideas that will take the gospel and put it in the marketplace. Okay. Steve and I are getting a little bit old. I'll just speak for myself. He doesn't have gray hair. I do. I'm not sure whether you color it or not, but you're fortunate. So I'll stop at this point. Questions, thoughts? A lot of information, but that's what this day and a half, I guess, is about. You're being fed. Yeah. Well, I will say this. Do we have information as to the average age of the person online? Okay, 70% of the Philippines is under the age of 30. That's just a statistic that's out there. So 50% is under the age of 20. So the great, great majority of people that are online are going to be the younger ones, okay? The young pros, the college students. You can't lose the fact that there'll be people that are over 40, but just in sheer statistics, it's younger. So the DigiTracks are targeted to younger, college, even high school, young pros, certain topics. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Hi, sir. Can we follow? Where can we follow? Like, do you have website or blogs or?
Yeah.
Books, resources.
Oh boy, books. No, there's not much being written. The internet is a source for doing research, but our website is apmedia.ph.
Thank you.
And there's lots of illustrations and types of materials that we've created. Some of us we've created together.
I'll share with you where you can get later on access some of the materials that they have available on Lazada.
Yeah.
Lazada. They have movies and a whole series.
Almost everything we've produced is on Lazada.
Usapang Pamilya.
Yes, it's on Lazada.
Very, very nice series. Mm-mm. In fact, I'll actually show you a clip of that later. But he's done a series that really takes hot topics and dramatizes the problem. And then they have a couple of experts who will discuss it. And then they will wrap it up with a drama, like what would have happened if they would have applied biblical principles into that problem. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of drama and discussion. It's really nice for small groups and things like that. And it covers, a range of topics, OFW,
there's
finances.
30 different topics that were researched. We do everything from spousal abuse to raising children to OFW. We have one called the Balak Bayan Box. And then pornography, we do one on that. We do one on homosexuality, lesbianism.
Adultery.
They're not all negative. Some of them are, but it's researched topics. And churches that have used them in outreach in small groups, they see families come to the Lord. It just happens again and again. Because the drama, usually it's the wife who comes to the small group first, and she so identifies with what's going on there. She goes home and grabs her husband by his neck and pulls him there and makes him watch it too. And we've had some great stories that have come out of that. But it's just tools.
And these are very accessible. You're talking like a couple hundred pesos for for a DVD that's just full of videos that you can use.
Yeah. Okay.
So in other words, a lot of times we think as pastors, we think, I have to have a video team. I have to produce all this stuff. I have to make everything. I don't have the resource. Don't have the time. Hang on a minute. There's a lot of stuff available that's already done. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go out and reinvent it. You can actually just get it.
Yeah. And so, again, using the internet for your own benefit. Okay. There is a website called Wing Clips.
Yes.
Am I getting into your stuff?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Now, Wing Clips. And what it is it is a Christian group that has taken, with permission, excerpts from movies that talk about various subjects. Forgiveness, anger, reconciliation. And they've got all the topics listed. And then they take 2 or 3 minutes of that movie, and many of them are movies that people know.
Major Hollywood movies.
Okay. And then it's illustrated right there. And so it is your sermon illustration. I've heard of some pastors in the States, they're doing this. They have a month that's called Sunday Morning at the Movies. And for 4 Sundays, they feature particular movies and take excerpts and clips from it and build a message around that particular movie that's very popular, it's very advertisable, and a lot of people come because they want Sunday morning at the movies. They have a lot of guests for those things. Okay? That particular Sunday, some of these churches are more contemporary. Hey, they serve popcorn out in the foyer of the church. You can bring popcorn in. They've got it set up. There's a short worship. They start the movie. The pastor talks, builds the sequences together. It's very, Again, we're an image-driven. We learn through video, through movies, through stories. The brothers Karamazov are not the thing that's going to teach ethics. It's going to be 3 and 5 minute videos that are going to teach ethics. Boy, is that a challenge for us. Okay. Questions? Comments? Yeah.
Boring, I'll just drop one thing that happened, and then suddenly they go back to life. And I mean, that's the reality. And if we're gonna ignore it and say that that's from the devil or something, I think we're at fault.
We can't ignore it. In my opinion, media, all this that's out there is neutral. Okay, it does affect things like our attention span and how we learn. Okay, so that's built in. But media can purvey pornography, or it can purvey an uplifting, hope-filled message. It can go either way. And you can curse the darkness, or you can find out where you can place the candles that light the way. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay, and usually my experience with Asian pastors, except in Singapore or Malaysia, their first response is, "Oh, we don't have money," and that's not the right answer, especially today.
Yeah.
Because it sure doesn't take much money, if any. It takes creativity and time, but it doesn't take a lot of money to use the media that is available to you. Okay. I get into preaching,
yes,
forgive me.
But you're in a room full of preachers, so that's okay. Appreciate it, Bill.